Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. Very excited to discuss this totally fun, lighthearted, just silly episode of the reality TV dating show we all love.
And the subject matter here,
tongue in cheek. If you're new, or if you didn't watch,
the subject matter on this episode was intense. We're gonna be talking in our deep, lower register voices most of the episode.
I don't know when I'm gonna crack the jokes. I'm going to have to squeeze them all in for the Carl episode.
Yeah, the Carl portion. It's all fun and games.
I will say, I do. I think this was a little, not to diminish any story or storyline, I think this was a little too heavy. You know, this was an hour and a half of heaviness out of 2 hours. And I have issues with that group date.
The group date. Well,
I have issues with the group date. Okay,
I'll put it that way. Okay.
I want you to know there. Okay, I have major issues with that group date. But you know, overall, yeah, hey, be careful what you wish for, because the Bachelor will rip the pendulum too far in the other direction on some occasions. You want serious conversations? Here you go.
Here you go. Buckle up.
All right, picking up. Unless you have anything else, intro.
Maybe. No, no.
Okay.
Nope.
Picking up where we left off last week. Remember, it's a distant memory now, but remember we left off with Carl's whole deal?
Carl. Katie I remember Carl.
I almost forgot him, but Carl, the vague, some people might not be here for the right reasons. Katie can't tell you who they are.
Maybe
they'll come out and say it. I don't know.
He says, I'm not 100% sure. This is where we picked up. I'm not 100% sure that 100% of the guys are here for the right reasons. Okay?
60% of the time.
That?
Works every time.
He's not 100%. Carl follows the same mindset of 100% as I do. You don't say it. He doesn't take that lightly. So he's not 100% sure that 100% of you guys are here for the right reasons. You can't be.
He can't prove it. He doesn't know everyone.
What a statement to make.
I like Trey being hilarious. Also showed his age a little bit. He says, am I being punked?
That would be good. That's good.
I would have made a boiling points reference because this was more of a boiling points situation.
Yeah, this
than
is
punked.
More boiling points. See who can last the longest before they erupt.
And no money. One of the great reaction face episodes from Justin. Justin had 30 reaction faces. I need to make a supercut of every time Justin. Do you know who Justin is, AB?
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now.
Yep. Okay, reaction face, thick
he
eyebrows.
He was good.
He was reacting all episode. Yeah.
The man was reacting.
Carl, they're saying, Carl, why don't you just tell us who it is? He says, hey.
Come on.
Too many people. I'm not putting anyone on blast. Which he did. Strange code of ethics.
Especially when they're all saying no, like we're all here,
we all agree
to be put
it.
On blast. If it's any of us, just say it. Say who it is.
Katie announces nobody else gets any time. Cocktail party canceled.
Love that. Love that move by her. That's gonna set things off.
Oh, what did you make of Go ahead.
I'll say this, Rem. I felt like Katie was taking this statement from this guy she barely met way too much.
This obviously untrustworthy,
like very unnecessary poster. To shut down that rose ceremony. Or that cocktail ceremony or whatever.
I agree. It's almost just never necessary.
It wasn't necessary.
Unless you get a call from home, someone's sick, your dog died. Keep it going. Just keep the
cocktail party going.
Or cocktail party, excuse me. Katie, distraught in the other room. Wouldn't you know it, Greg arrives to check on her. Nothing substantial here. Greg really wasn't in this episode. Just the love of her life being there when she needs him, holding hands, etc.
It means a lot that you came and checked on me. Period.
Back in the room, Carl says, "Hey, guys, just say it. Hey, just say who you are. That's it.
Just come forward. This will all be over." I think he's starting to this was the point when he started to really see. Like, he walked out, too, for a little bit and kind of, you know, huffed and puffed around a separate room.
He was shadow boxing and then, like, mixing in shadow a pirouette box.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, I think he started to realize, like, uh-oh. I don't think anyone's going to come forward. I don't think anyone's... I don't think it's going to work. Because he probably I think we said last week, like, if you say this, someone's going to come forward and say, like, yeah, I was here for the wrong reasons. But I don't think anyone's going to do it.
I don't know how
so
you knew.
You're screwed, Carl. Yeah, I don't know how you knew this about me, but...
I have a girlfriend. Carl, dang it, you... if you think Carl is playing a game, showed up like I do, thinking he could outsmart everyone, this was the moment I think we realized, okay, I didn't do enough research into how this works. It's harder than I thought. I painted myself into a corner here. No allies.
I don't know. I don't have another move. I don't have a...
Carl's out of moves early.
I don't have a move to go with this.
Here's who already has roses. Greg got the one-on-one rose. Andrew S., group date rose, and Thomas received a group date rose. The rose order is David.
Keep an eye on David, Rim. I'll say that. I have that note later, but keep an eye on David.
No screen time.
Like him, though.
Seems like a nice guy, and this first rose, not nothing.
Something to note.
Hunter, Connor C., Cat? Is that Cat Connor?
No, that's other...
All right, this redhead? Connor has one in.
There's no, a red... Who's the redhead guy?
Garrett is the redhead.
Is he still there?
We'll find out. Stay tuned for this rose ceremony that I'm bringing
off. Okay. I saw him back there. The only reason you say that is I saw him in the back. It was one of the first times I've seen him. I'm interested in that guy.
Yeah, we'll see him in Paradise.
Let's see what's going on, Garrett.
Connor C., Mike P., who stops the show and gives a speech. What did you make of this move of speaking on behalf of the dudes?
me and the fellas, we've actually been talking we've decided to unionize.
Exactly.
And we have all decided together collectively.
Who's the board members?
That
Mike.
Carl, I'm the speaker. Carl is lying. None of us are here for the wrong reasons. We've all came to that conclusion. Do that. Do whatever you want with that news.
That is our stance on
that
at the moment.
That is our official
Carl.
Statement from our union.
His verbiage was very funny. He's like, this is how we feel as a unit.
He says, as
a
team.
Unit,
we've come together in solidarity, and we think
in
that
solidarity,
unfortunately...
That was what really
I wrote it down. As a unit, we've come together in solidarity, and we think that, unfortunately, what Carl said wasn't the truth. As a unit, we really feel that's what you need to hear.
When he said come together in solidarity, I thought they were all going to kneel or something. I thought it was going to be a silent protest of some sort.
A protest of the rose ceremony.
Moment.
These guys really formed a union to get rid of Carl, an anti-Carl union.
Listen.
They had a
these
meeting.
Guys
you know they had
powerful.
A meeting before.
Of course.
Like, we're going to have a meeting. Everyone meet up here. We're going to
there're flyers
gonna people,
posted on the bedpost.
There's going to be a speaker. We're going to have minutes. There will be minutes of this meeting.
Mike P definitely made sure there were minutes taken.
Yes.
This union is going to steamroll whoever they choose to get out of there.
Yeah. Anyway. This is a powerful union.
A powerful
I will say
union.
That. Katie goes, you all feel the same way? And they're, hell yeah, we do.
Solidarity.
No one's breaking this line.
Katie leaves the room, reveals the demands of the newly formed union to
demands. These are demands. You guys,
these are demands.
You
She's
have
like,
to get rid
I
of Carl.
Keep Carl, but the guys are demanding that I not keep Carl. What should I do? Caitlin dispenses some truly useless advice. She's like, well, it's your decision.
No, thank you, Caitlin. Why did I come back here and talk to you?
Anybody
then?
Else?
I could have just done it. I could have just stayed out there if that was the that was your advice here.
Anyway, back. Roses continued. Michael, Connor
did you think
B.
he was, before you keep going, did you think he was gone?
Carl?
Yeah.
I thought Carl was gone before the rose ceremony. I thought Katie was never, I'm not sure I believe Katie when she said I was going to give Carl a rose.
Okay.
I'm not sure I believe that. Because what, I mean, what her mind, how would her mind have changed? Because everybody doesn't like him?
Yeah, I feel like if everyone doesn't like a person, it's not worth it in her shoes to keep him, you know? It's really not worth it. There's so many guys here.
Yeah.
What's the point? Unless it's like Greg or Cat guy, it's not worth this.
Or Thomas. That's going to be the true test next week if the guys...
Yeah, the union's coming for Thomas. That's right.
Roses continued. Michael, Connor B., Courtney, Trey, Justin, Andrew M., Christian, Josh, Brendan, James, Aaron.
A lot of big talk from people during the rose ceremony. I don't know if you noticed that. Like, Carl's like, they're going to need the military to get me out of here. A couple guys are like, if Carl gets a rose, I'm going to go take that rose right off his chest. It's like, none of you guys are doing any of this
Nobody's
stuff. This is all talk.
Carl didn't get a rose. Military intervention was not necessary.
Nope.
He just walked
left.
Out of the room, strolled out.
Didn't say a word.
Didn't say anything to anyone. Didn't say anything to Katie. There's two ways to interpret this. One is obviously not a surprise. He was never interested in Katie at all. He was interested in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, Carl might just not know that that's proper protocol. Like, I'm not sure Carl saw an episode where there was a rose. Like, he looked like he didn't know what to do more so
where
than
do
like,
I need to
you
walk
guys.
Here.
He was like, do I just leave? So I don't know what it was, but
it
very
goes
funny.
I think it's more so him thinking of it as a game. And when a game's over, you see it in the NBA playoffs, like they're battling for 7 games. And then after it's over, it's just like, good game, y'all. I'm out of here. Good win. You won. Good game.
Well, I tried to quickly find the clip of LeBron walking off with like a minute left or whatever it was in that one game. And every game to shit.
That's how Carl was.
Just getting blown out. Carl was like, I'm out. Going to the training room. That's it for the rose ceremony. Next day, dude's in the hot tub.
That's where the fun pretty much stops.
More or less. They are in a hot tub right here.
Yeah.
Which
there's still some stuff going on.
Group date card. Aaron, Courtney, James, Connor, B.
Cat guy.
David, Justin, expressions, reactions guy.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, Hunter, Brendan, serious guy. They all freak out about the lack of signatory on the date card. There's no love, Katie. This causes an uproar, the lack
We've
of a love,
Katie. We've covered in red out loud hundreds of date cards, and I would have never realized this, so I have a hard time thinking that these guys did too.
I think it's usually there. I might have pointed out.
You think you would have noticed? I would have never noticed.
I wouldn't have made it. It wouldn't have mattered.
I don't pay enough attention to the date cards, probably.
No.
These guys were shook by it.
This was a simple oversight. The intern started writing the letters too big and ran out of room.
Didn't want to squeeze in the heart Katie at the end. That's
Connor made it seem like this indicated Katie's seriousness. Like, oh, she doesn't even love Katie, us. This must be a serious group date, daytime. Katie meets the guys outside. She's got a friend to help her get the clarity she's looking for. Nick Vile's on the scene.
Mm.
Cool guy outfit on. Cool
really
guy,
cool.
Nick Vile.
Yeah.
Refuses to stand and shake hands. Stays seated like a monarch of some variety. Like,
I didn't
they
like
come
that.
By, they come by, he's like, yes, thank you. I was the bachelor. You're right. It's me, Nick Vile.
A couple weird reactions. Some of them were really excited. It was Nick there? I was confused by that.
Famous Nick Vile. I don't know.
Okay.
The lead's biggest fears, Nick says, is falling in love without knowing anything about the person.
Oh, you mean like you did, Nick?
Yeah.
By choice?
Yeah.
You chose to do that?
That wasn't like Vanessa hiding things from him.
No,
it was just
you chose
their
not
lack
to
of talking.
You chose not to find out anything about the people on your season.
The goal of this exercise, from what I perceived it to be, was these guys share stories of times, and this is verbatim what Nick said, you've led women on, mm-hmm. ghosted someone, mm-hmm. cheating, if you're trying to become the next Bachelor. So things that are bad that yeah. you've done that you're ashamed of that Katie needs to know before she risks her feelings, as he phrased it.
What skeletons do you have in your closet?
There you go. Yeah. Tell us your skeletons in your closet.
Yeah, right now. We're going to open the closet door and yeah. you're going to let the skeletons light. Out. We're going to see what's in there.
After we shine the light, after the flashlight's going in, we're going in with the black light. Just all everything's coming out. So obviously, pretty uncomfortable vibe in the room. Connor looks like he's at a funeral.
Just setting the scene, it's a dark room. It's one of the... Yeah. You can only see the circle that they're in, and then everything else is dark around them. It's a very good setting for the situation.
Here's my opinion of this activity, AB. This is my preamble before we get to the date itself.
Okay.
If you're interested in hearing it.
Yes.
This was fucked up. I didn't like this. This was pretty fucked up, okay? And here's why. The serious conversations that I like to see on reality TV shows, whether it's The Bachelor, Big Brother, Real World, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, it doesn't matter. Those occur, or at least appear to occur, naturally, usually in a one-on-one situation or in a small trusted group, and are, you know, authentic. And I think this is important, necessary communications between the people involved. So when you think,
another important part yeah. is it's not, you're not forced to,
this was coerced.
This, you aren't forced to talk about the people you're, the situations you're talking about, the individual sharing something are voluntarily sharing
yeah.
what they're wanting to share. That is not what we're at right here.
Absolutely. And you bring up a topic because you really trust the person, you want to grow closer with them. Seeing those things is kind of what makes reality TV great in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
This was literally sit in a circle with strangers under bright lights and tell us your darkest secret or something you're ashamed of. And then, oh, after that, we're going to call it being open, even though it was something you felt pressured to do.
They absolutely pressured. Once one person goes, you feel like you have to do it because you can't be sitting there and not do it at that point.
And even before the first person goes, cameras around, Nick Viles here. Yeah. Katie's like, hey, I'll listen to whatever you want to say. But like, you know, that's not, you know, this is not optional.
Not an optional exercise.
This is just so much different than a one-on-one revelation yeah. or like, here's something I want to tell you because I trust you. So do this. After that, we'll call it being open. Then we'll bask in the social media praise because we showed guys, quote, being vulnerable and crying on TV. Mm-hmm. I felt that this was bullshit. This was not yeah. entertaining to me.
I'm with you.
Good. I'm glad, because I was concerned that I'd be a cranky old man about this. No. But this was not... the kind of entertainment I like. I do feel like, hey, maybe we know more about these guys now. Maybe we feel more invested in them. Maybe sure. it did, you know, help them through whatever reason grow closer. Or maybe Katie feels closer to them. I didn't like this. And I sincerely doubt, especially because I read the Rachel Lindsay article yesterday afternoon. I'm certain there was not adequate. No. They were not prepared for this behind the scenes, I'll say. So anyway.
Agreed.
Anything else?
No, fully agree.
All right, the guy's stories. You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Heads up. Some of these. Oh, another thing. This they could have done. Some of these are pretty tragic stories, heart wrenching, serious things, including and in particular Katie's.
Katie, yeah.
So if you're not up for that, skip ahead.
Skip ahead. Absolutely.
Where we'll talk about another tragic story on the next date, but skip ahead. Do you want to run through them, or do you want me to? I feel like I'm talking too much.
No, go ahead.
Hunter starts it off because Nick picked him. That's another thing. All right, let's not act like this is all. Nick is picking people.
Nick goes, hey, Hunter. Hey, pal. You're
you
up.
Look nervous as shit.
You're up. Share your deepest, darkest fears. What do you got for us?
Yeah.
I mean, before we jump into it, I'm just saying I wouldn't have done it. Like, I'm leaving the show. I'm sorry, Katie. I'm not going to do this. If you want to get to know me later, keep me around.
You know my
we'll
Instagram.
Have a one-on-one. Whatever. I'll tell you some stuff if we get to know each other a little better. I'm not just going to... You're not going to force the secrets in my life out of my... No, that's not happening. No, sir. I don't care. I don't care what likes you got here. I don't care. Right. I'm going to listen. I'm just going to be listening here.
Yeah, I'll put my hand on this guy's shoulder if he's within arm's reach.
I'll be here for all of you guys.
But
not
this
me.
Is not cameras everywhere. I don't know you people.
I don't know those people back there in the darkness.
Please, look at all these people in the darkness.
No, sir.
Did you read the Rachel Lindsay article?
Yeah, that's actually my headline of the week.
Okay, good. It was quite interesting and also like put me in a bad mood before this episode, so maybe that's why I'm ranting against this. Here we go. Hunter. He's got significant feelings for Katie. He married someone. They had two kids. By the time his second kid was born, he shifted priorities. He justified it by saying he had to work because he wanted them to have everything. A quote, "I was destroying all of that while I was trying to build it, and we drifted apart. I failed at marriage, and it doesn't just affect me or her. It affects two amazing kids." So now Hunter's crying about his divorce. Talking like he's a failure in a small group of acquaintances, and Katie goes, "Thanks, Hunter," and people are like, and no one else is paying attention because they got to think of their thing.
Well,
so,
yeah, that's
not the best environment.
That's the thing. It's like a public speech class. All the other people are worried about their speech. They're not even listening. None of these other guys are listening because they're
probably
worried
not.
About their own speech coming up.
Aaron talks about his dad getting sick and having a stroke. He met a girl who was going through something too, but as time went on, felt like more of an obligation than a need. He wasn't the man he needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, nothing wrong with any of these stories, except for Thomas's. I'm sure this is information they would have shared with Katie at some point had they gotten to a certain point anyway. Just, again, not the best.
Forced.
David. Keep an eye on David.
Keep an eye on David.
Between love and his career, I think he chose... It was vague, but I think he chose his career.
Yeah, I believe so.
And he wonders if he made the right decision. Courtney. Seemed like a generic cheating story to me.
What did Courtney do here?
I don't know. I didn't
completely follow what Courtney did, but yeah, I think he cheated.
I think he cheated. Where are we at?
Thomas.
You do this. What did Thomas say?
Well, for one, whenever Thomas is on my screen, I got the magnifying glass out. I'm looking at that thing closely. Okay, I got ready. What he
I'm
said.
I'm gazing
down
into
here.
His eyes. Thomas is a babe. I'll say it. The
no, you
got to
avoid
smoke.
That. You got to focus on what he's saying. You got to focus on what Thomas is saying.
Okay.
From the moment I've met you, it's been very upfront. What you see is what you get. Conversation, and I think everything happens like it's supposed to happen. And this is one of them for me. Okay, so we got three sentences. Nothing's been said so far.
Nothing has
been said so far. Just note that, okay? I couldn't
say. For the record, we're saying everything that Thomas says on this season,
word for
we're going
word.
To repeat
every single word
show.
Thomas says, I'd like to repeat word for word to point out that he is literally saying nothing, okay? Here's where he starts to kind of say something. I couldn't sit here and say when I showed up, I was here for the right reasons. Okay. Hey,
all right, hey,
that's some substance. That's some substance there, because I didn't know who you are.
Hey, reasonable. Okay. People get cast before the lead happens all the time.
Got cast before the lead. You didn't know who she was, so might not have been here for all the right reasons. I said I'd give it a shot and build a platform from it. Mm. Okay. Red flag.
Pulls out his guitar.
He says his feelings are real now. He hasn't had any dates. And he also noted that he'd been on a date like a week before he came. So this isn't the exercise.
No, it's not.
I don't know why he brought this up. I was very confused why he was talking about this. And to me, this was a send him home situation for Thomas.
He said, any red flag, any secret I've ever had, I'll tell you. Do you give him any credit for admitting he went on a date the week before? Because he didn't know what he was getting into. I guess that's honest. Kind of in a Jax Taylor kind of way.
Jax Taylor. Yep. No, I don't give him any credit. I think that was a huge red flag to me. The date the week before you're going on a dating show. I don't care. Just because you don't know who it is, why would you be going on that date?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Time for Connor's sob story.
Cat guy.
He starts by saying, I would have preferred to share this in private, obviously, but, you know, nothing I can do now. Here we are.
I'm last. You heard all those other stories. I got to go. Yeah.
Connor had a relationship ruined, a long-term relationship ruined by what sounded like an addiction to alcohol. He blacked out frequently. He got in a fight with his girlfriend. He went to a party, cheated on her, ruined the relationship, has since sought a lot of help, and carries a ton of guilt with him. He's not that guy anymore. And that's that to a room full of people who, you know,
yeah,
just kind of nod and say, we're here for you. But smooth transition into Katie's story. So she feels safe with this. This activity made her feel safe with this group. Understandable. The fact is, these guys really were saying some things that,
yeah,
if I were in the room, I would feel like
connected to them. Yeah.
More connected than I would otherwise, mm-hmm. Of course. So Katie feels that same way. She shares her story, which, again, probably should have been had a content warning beforehand. About 10 years, I think she's 30. I think she was 19
years ago
at the time.
On New Year's Eve, she said.
10 years ago on New Year's Eve, she was in a situation where there was not consent. She felt responsible because she had been drinking. She was, mm-hmm, in denial about it. So much so that she tried to form a relationship with the person because she didn't want to believe that it happened. Quote here, when that didn't work out for years, I had an unhealthy relationship with sex. So obviously a very different person,
yeah,
in that realm now than she was then. So this event shaped her life significantly, and navigating the aftermath of that has made her who she is to a certain extent. Any other comments on that story? I'm sure it resonated with a large group of viewers.
I'm glad she was willing to share that, because I'm sure that hit home for a lot of people.
I think she was probably also talking to the viewer more so than the,
yeah,
dudes in the room, especially the camera to the camera moments. So a net positive moment, absolutely, for the show. Anything else on that group date or group activity?
No, I think we hit it.
Quick break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. After the break, just dudes talking about relationships.
Yeah.
After work, in between work and
chilling.
Just hanging out, communication, talk. I'm not sure any of them. I think this was before any of them started working out. I don't think any working out occurred. There was no marks on the pads. We could talk about Michael's discussion here, but I suppose he covers it all during...
We can just wait till later, yeah.
We could wait till later, because this was all the same beats. Group date, nighttime. Katie, love the date so much she doesn't know who she's going to give a rose to.
I wrote here just a note. After she said she doesn't know who she's going to give the rose to, I said, you know you've been thinking about Cat Guy all night, all day long, girl.
You really thought that?
That's what I wrote right here. Asterisks by it. I needed to bring it up. I thought that.
You put asterisks by things you need to bring up?
The things I really want to talk about for sure,
yeah.
I put asterisks by. Or like jokes or things like that, I'll throw some asterisks in bold. I bold them. Yeah. I have 10 pages of notes. I'm not going to say every single thing I said. A lot of them are just to refresh my memory, but then there's things I absolutely need to say.
Do you put an asterisk by this finals? Because of the short off season, the NBA finals?
Oh.
This is an asterisk season, right? I mean, this doesn't
absolutely
count as LeBron.
The season wasn't as long as the normal season is.
Not enough discussion about that, 10 games.
By definition, it deserves an asterisk the whole season.
Justin and Katie, anything there? Justin seems solid.
Nothing. Something's there. I'll say that. They share a little kiss, taking a picture. I like Justin. Keep an eye on Justin as well. Pretty generic conversation here, though. He just wants to keep knowing more and more about her, I think he says. She says the same things. Katie says a classic line, which is, you continue to show up every day, which I don't... All the guys have showed up at this point.
They have nowhere to go.
He hasn't done anything else. But with that being said, I'm a fan of Justin.
I'm
interested
too.
To see. There's a couple guys here. I got a list later of guys that I got my eye on for a late season riser, and he's on that list.
He's one I have here creeping into contention. Asterisk.
Mm.
Say it. Justin?
Say it.
Say it. Don't forget to say this. Justin. Keep creeping into contention.
Yes.
Justin's one of those guys. There's also a handful of guys where if you just remove the Bachelorette from the show and just made a reality show with some of the guys, I think Justin would be a good member of that.
Yeah.
Reaction guy. Seems like he's a chameleon. Gets along with everybody. Connor. Connor B.
Cat guy. I'm just going to say cat guy. Interrupt you every time you say Connor. I'm going to say cat guy.
I know.
Going forward. In case you haven't noticed that.
I'm picking up on that now. I'm just laughing at the fact that that's two times in a row now where you make a cat guy joke and I have to take it to Katie's serious topic two times in a row. Anyway, Katie, felt relief after the date. Everyone was open about everything. What do you make of Connor's performance here?
Cat guy goes in for another aggressive kiss. I think the cat guy kisses just aren't... They aren't working for me, at least.
No, I know.
It's not important for it to work for me. It seems like Katie might enjoy them, but the kisses... Oh. What do you got?
He's kissing like he still has the costume on. He's going in like... You know, he's like kind of pouncing.
Come here.
And, you know, she's... You know, they're dressed normally, so she's not in the... You know,
I 100% agree.
I felt like the kiss ended with she put a hand on his shoulder, like, all right, that's enough.
All right, enough with the cat kisses.
Enough, yeah. But then, you know, spoiler alert, he got the group date release, so I don't know what to think.
I think he's up there. Cat guy's up there right now.
I think so, too.
Really high
Thomas,
up there.
Thomas and Katie.
Yeah, jeez. Katie.
You be Katie, I'll be Thomas.
Okay. hey, Thomas. You had a really bad showing back there in that dark room, and you said some shitty stuff, but then you also alluded to having more shitty stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Care Reflex, to elaborate sure. a little more?
Well, my biggest thing is...
Anyone who says my biggest thing, I don't trust usually.
No, I used to say my thing all the time. That used to be my thing, was going, my thing is...
well,
so
that's
my
funny.
Big thing is that... No, but I meant it. I was sincere. My thing is... yeah, listen, it was rough out there. A lot of guys, a lot of moving parts. Couldn't really catch the vibe. My biggest thing, and this is his quote now, is I wanted you to know is in getting here, I didn't ask for you. And everything we've gone through in our lives to get to this point, I believe when two people come together in circumstances that would never possibly be obtainable and have a connection like that, it's for a reason. And I'll do whatever I have to every single day to show you that.
Okay, you lost me at the part, so I don't really know what you just said, but...
What about the red flags, Thomas?
Again, you said there was some stuff that I needed to know about. Could you elaborate more, please?
Listen, it's...
Please.
It gets realer. It just gets... Every single day, it's realer. And realer. And no seconds of doubt ever should come into the field. This is, again, Michael Scott. Just whatever you do, whoever you meet, never, for any reason, no doubt should come up. I don't want a second of doubt to come into the feelings we have and the things that I feel and the things that I think you feel is just, I'm not going to say a certain word. But it's developing. So, two direct questions about what are your red flags that you said you were going to tell me, and zero answers.
Just classic Thomas. I love him being here. I love paying close attention to what he's saying. The phrasing, he says some phrases you've never heard in your life. It's really, truly incredible.
He's like riffraff. He strings together words that you never knew could possibly go together. Because
exactly.
They don't. By the laws of English.
He's shaking the English game up, I will say that. He's really mixing things up there.
He had all afternoon to polish and prepare.
He said, I have a list of red flags I'm willing to talk about with you. And then he didn't anticipate being asked about that.
Next thing we know, Aaron's talking to Katie about his father's stroke, and Thomas is lingering, waiting to interrupt. Just wants to clarify, if you know, clean up that mess a little bit, feel like that didn't come off very well, maybe I was discombobulated, but I'd like to clean that up.
He says he wants to share something with her. If I'm Aaron, I'm saying, okay, what is it, Tom? What is it? Is it serious? Because I'm talking something serious. I'm building a connection here, okay?
Yep.
So what do you got? If you're interrupting me, I need to know what we're talking about here.
I'm just going to read this, all right? I'll just read it. Here's what Thomas said.
Let's hear
I'll
it.
Just read it. What
Let's
else do you want to do? The best way to go about this is to read what he says.
You don't need to crack jokes when it comes to Thomas. You just read what he says, and it's hilarious.
He does it himself. This is hilarious. This is one of the funniest paragraphs I think I'm ever going to read. As soon as I walked away from you, it was just put on my heart so heavy that I had to come express where I was coming from. What I feel with you and the understand I'm having is fear and fear and love are two very, very similar things, rooted in the same concept. I mean, this is performance art. This is like if you go to an art gallery and there's just audio coming over the speakers with just gobbledygook.
This is gobbledygook.
This is gobbledygook. And when I look at you and the things that I feel with you, I feel both of those things strongly at the same time. Fear and love.
Fear and love. Okay.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Yoda.
Suffering leads to love. Thomas.
Yeah. Thomas is a little Yoda. Like. And I couldn't leave here tonight without letting you know exactly how special I see you and how special feeling that fear and how special feeling that fear was again.
When you're reading it, you have to stop because seems like you're saying something wrong, but no, you're reading it perfectly.
I'm trying. And I haven't felt this way in as long as I can remember. The entire span of his memory, he's never been. If you're Katie, you still should be wondering what clarification just occurred.
What are the red flags and why did we have this second conversation?
Were you surprised by her reaction?
It worked. What you just said there worked like a charm. Katie laughs. She says, "You're so passionate about your feelings, and I love that." You love what he just said? Then they make out, full make out. They didn't have a kiss earlier because it was so confusing. Then he comes in with more confusing stuff, and that tied it all together, I guess, for Katie.
She's special. They have something special.
Fear and love.
Fear and love. Why do you think it's working? Do you think they're not showing things, or do you think Katie is lost in his eyes?
Katie's lost in the words, not just the eyes, the words. The
words sound good.
I have to listen to these two or three, maybe more, three or four times to be able to even write down what he's saying, because it doesn't comprehend in your brain. So
a lot of pausing on the DVR.
I assume she's having the same situation here, and she's not really fully understanding he's not saying anything. I don't think she gets that yet, which is understandable.
Yeah.
So
she doesn't have the luxury to pause.
She can't pause.
Write it
it's
down,
real time.
Look at it.
All she's hearing is fear and love, and she kind of thinks he loves him now. That's what I would have gathered from hearing it the first time, is he's starting to fall in love with me, and he's scared how much he loves me. Scared
that's
of how much people
you
like
could,
me.
I can see how you would perceive that. Anyway, back at the house. Andrew S. didn't get to talk to Katie at the rose ceremony. Bummer.
Why Giannis?
Date card. Michael A. Week one, no date, have an ass, Michael A.
I told you, Rim.
I know you did.
I told you.
I laughed it off. I thought this guy was cooked. I thought that was a pity kiss. So you weren't surprised by this. He didn't have a date week one, and now he's on a one-on-one date. Mm-mm. I mean, that might be a first.
Maybe she was just telling the truth. Like, I felt good about the relationship. I'm planning to give you the second group date. I think that's what this was.
Playing by her own rule. That's an unpredictable,
yeah, really unpredictable
line of thinking from Katie.
Yeah.
Back on the date. How do you like Thomas's explanation of getting that second time?
Well, first Aaron comes back and he tattles on Thomas, lets him know that Thomas broke it up. Thomas said that the opportunity presented itself. They're like, hey, why did you...
How'd that happen?
Why'd you go talk to her a second time? Some of haven't talked to her yet. He said the opportunity presented itself. With it, Aaron was sitting right there. Aaron's like, what are you talking about? I was having a conversation with her while you broke it up. What opportunity was this?
Aaron says, hey, so does that mean your time is worth more than mine? And Thomas straight up says, yes, which I appreciated. Yes, I'm
honesty.
A big dog here. My time is more valuable.
Thomas says his purpose was to tell her how he feels about her. Aaron's like, hey, that's what I was doing. By the way, that's what all of us are doing at all times, is telling her how we feel about her. So I don't, that's not an opportunity, that or not something you needed to talk to her at that moment.
Can you comprehend why Thomas then told everyone?
Why did Thomas lie?
That I told her I'm falling in love with her. What's the end game there?
I think, sometimes when you get put in a pressure situation, you just, the first lie that comes to your head, you just blurt it out. Something that'll take a little pressure off you. And that is something that'll take some pressure. Like, that is a serious conversation, I guess. If that's what you really need to talk about.
So maybe he was anticipating them being like, oh, I didn't know you guys were that
serious.
Yeah, I think
he thought
that, like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Understand.
But it was more so when he said that, all the guys were collective eye rolls. They were, all right, whatever. bro.
Okay.
We're done here. You're not being serious.
You're not being serious. The funniest part is when he was like, you guys just wouldn't understand. You guys, sorry. Sorry you wouldn't understand love. We're falling hard.
And you never will. I think he said something like, you never will.
You never will.
You're never going to understand this.
Just quite a strategy from Thomas. I mean, he's concocting a fake. I mean, Katie might as well be his girlfriend in Canada right now, the way he's describing this relationship to the other guys. Katie returns, calls out Connor B. David.
Keep an eye on David.
Well, let's take the mask. Well, we both know this is not. I mean, we both know David.
He's not going to win.
No, he's not going to. No, David's going to. I mean, the reality is David's more likely to just fade away into oblivion. 2 weeks from now, you'll go, is David still here? And then I'll be like, nope.
Yeah, probably.
David got a call out. And Hunter was the last one. Not Thomas.
What do you think about Hunter? Should we keep an eye on
Hunter? I like
Hunter.
Yeah.
I feel like we should keep an eye on Hunter.
No. No, he's number two of the dads. He's the lowest ranked dad.
You don't want to be the second ranked dad. I'll say that. You really don't.
You really don't.
It's an
really
afterthought don't. That he's a dad. Michael, he's the dad. That's he's the dad. Dad on this show. Okay? If she's going to pick a dad, it's going to be Michael.
No question. No the question.
Dad.
We'll see Hunter.
No offense to Hunter.
No, of course not. No offense to anyone ever. Just couch the whole episode in that. I think we'll see Hunter in paradise, and Hunter has a paradise look. I think Hunter has a paradise look. I don't know how to describe that.
He's got a tattoo, arm tattoo, I noticed at one
sleeve.
Point. Sleeve.
Big colorful arm, sleeve.
Yeah, big colorful sleeve. That's a paradise
thing.
Look.
Where are we at? Gives the rose to Connor B. So,
yep. Hey.
I totally misperceived that interaction.
In my opinion, it is, at this point, I'm thinking it's Connor or Greg. They're the top two dogs here. Not saying that they're going to win, but like they are leaps ahead of everyone else, in my opinion.
Agreed. How about the post-Rose? As soon as Katie leaves, Thomas is like, oh, God, I didn't say I loved her.
He backtracks.
I
mean, hey, guy backtracks.
Quickest backtrack I've ever seen on this show.
Well, if you told her that you love her and she didn't even mention you in the three per in the
it became obvious that that's not what happened.
You had to, he had to say something. It's like, wait, you just told us, you told her you loved her. And then she didn't even get so,
acknowledge your existence.
She didn't acknowledge you. So he had to backtrack there.
That's a good point. Because when he goes, hey guys, I told her I loved her. They're all thinking he's going to get
that rose
podium spots. No, yeah. He's getting at least a podium spot on the
podium,
rose delivery
for sure.
Speech. And when that didn't happen, people were like, wait a second, Thomas.
You didn't say that, Thomas.
This is his quote. What I told her, I didn't say I loved her. I said that you can't have fear without love. That is nothing. That is not anything.
That's the farthest thing from saying I love you that you could possibly come up with, Thomas.
I didn't say I loved her. I said I really enjoy mac and cheese. All right. Well, that's not it. That doesn't mean anything.
You just told us all that you said you loved her.
All right. Aaron, the first of two Aaron to the camera moments.
I
where
wrote
he's,
here just a note. Yeah. Was Carl talking about Thomas? That's what I wrote here.
Yeah, it was.
Y'all better send some apologies to Carl. Maybe take the union, release an official statement to Katie apologizing, calling for Carl to be added back to the roster.
Strike until Carl comes back. Trade you Thomas for Carl.
Carl got a bad rap.
Michael, one-on-one date, daytime. Katie flips an off-road vehicle. Good thing she was wearing her seat belts.
Yes. Right. She was rip-roaring around those turns.
She was. She was tearing through the desert.
She's tearing through it.
Picks Michael up, tumbleweed blown by. Michael has been waiting for this date for so long. Now, do you want me to rip him? I'm not going to do it. Maybe he's talking about how long he's been waiting to connect with someone, all right?
Yeah, I feel bad. I wrote here old dad date, something like that. I had some old dad stuff going, jokes
there is
ready
one
to
moment.
Fire off. I feel bad about him now.
No, you shouldn't. There is one moment at the nighttime portion of this date, the oldest dad thing I've ever heard someone say. All right?
Okay, stay tuned.
Michael's been
waiting.
Listen,
can we just make fun of him being an old dorky dad and feel fine? Even with his extremely emotional story that we feel for him, we can still make fun of
his tragic circumstance.
We can still make fun of the man being an old dad, one old dad to another.
I think he would agree. Yeah, especially you. Yes. You get free reign here.
Say whatever
me,
I want
keep,
about this
you
guy.
You got to keep me in line because I might go too hard. No. All right. Let me just preface this whole day. Michael, I love Michael now.
I do too.
And I kind of liked him before this date. This date made me love Michael. He also seems like a completely normal human. He has zero ulterior motives.
I was going to say that. That's a good point. I don't think, if you're talking about people that came here for only the right reasons, I think it's Michael. I don't think he has an Instagram, let alone is looking for Instagram followers.
All right, so after off-roading, they're talking. Katie tells him she flipped the car, broke a bunch of shit. She might have bruised her knee. Michael transitions from that moment to his story. Katie, commendable on her part to understand the sacrifice. This is often unspoken on the show between a lead and a contestant with kids at home. Understands the sacrifice he's making as a parent to be there. So more or less implies she's not going to string him along if it's not working out.
I appreciate that.
That's good. Line of the night, Michael. I don't even know what it means, really, but it was poignant. I've always heard this ends in an engagement, but I think it begins in an engagement.
Wow.
The fairy tale. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that'll melt you.
That's something you write on, like...
That font you see everywhere?
You write a font.
Live, laugh, love font?
Yeah, it's a live, laugh, love, like... thing that you then hang on your wall. That's what he just said there. Something I want to hang on my wall.
I've always heard this ends in an engagement. You know, top left, two-thirds of the way across, then photos.
Photos. Yep.
Photos below that, and then bottom right, two-thirds of the way across,
yeah.
dot, before that. But this begins in an engagement.
Then smaller font. You put the date that you met, that you got engaged. You put that.
I would
on
put
there
the
too.
Date that he said this.
Oh, okay.
I would put the date that he said it. But you could do the date that he got engaged. If you do the date that they got engaged, I would put that maybe centered under the whole thing. But if you do the date that he said it, kind of stylize it more like a quote.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, the dad from The Bachelor, 6/21/21. Michael knows he might be super attached. And have to watch her go on other dates. Mature guy. He's like, hey, I know that's going to suck.
Hey,
but
I'm just a dorky dad here. I'm going to get attached.
But my life is better because of you right now.
I'm already worried for Michael.
Yeah, I am too.
His heart. The guy's going to fall, and he's going to fall fast, Rim. That's clear.
Absolutely. No question.
I'm worried about him.
And it's going to be a
really
sincere...
I really hope he wins.
Michael is going to love Katie more than the person Katie probably ends up picking, but Katie will be a better match with that in final person.
Yes.
They'll probably be more of on the same page. Michael is going to have his heart totally...
Shattered. Yeah.
Maybe.
A million pieces. Or he might win. Hey.
He might win also. He also might win.
When this date started, I wrote a note that said, there's no chance this guy's winning. But by the end of the date, I think I'm walking back from that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's possible.
When this date started, I thought, okay, Katie.
Throwing this guy a bone.
Throwing him a bone and speeding through his arc so he can get home sooner.
Good point.
I thought, oh, well, because he has a story. He has a good story. Well, good. You know what I mean. A compelling story.
Yeah.
Take him on the one-on-one. Have that emotional discussion. Send him home to be with his kid.
Yep.
Win, win, win.
Absolutely.
And Michael feels like he won because he got back out there. He got out of his comfort zone.
Yeah. I'm not there, though. I'm back. That's what the same thought I had. I'm not there anymore. I don't necessarily think that.
Anyway, this was a very sweet combo.
Yes.
Michael's absolutely soaring through the air right now. Personal side note, I've grown to like a widow or widower storyline on this show.
Oh, I do. I always have, always will.
Particularly if they're parents. Particularly if they're parents. Because they're usually the only person in the house in that situation. And it's usually like, I haven't been dating. It's been only a couple years. This is my, I'm just want to go all the way out of my comfort zone. Just stepping out, Michael.
I like
it. And I like, Sleepy Brown. So I like these storylines. Back at the house. Union meeting. Order. How do you start meetings? How do you start like secret meetings like that? The Masons. How do they start meetings? Aaron's rallying the troops with a rousing story about Thomas's interruption.
Thomas isn't there. Everyone's there but Thomas. The entire
cast. I know, it's
cast.
A union meeting. Yeah. Andrew S. says, we don't want this kind of person in the house. Everybody goes, yeah. Connor says, we're united together. We don't think the guy should be here anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Here.
And then Hunter and Thomas are talking elsewhere. Hunter, the spy for the enemy.
He's the spy, yeah. He's the spy for the union. Who's got the best relationship with Thomas here? You got to go talk to him.
You got to go out there.
Figure out what he's up to.
For the group. Hunter tries to warn Thomas that his attitude, it's going to be your downfall.
Hey, this was a fair advice by
fair
Hunter.
Advice.
I thought it was
so
very
too.
Fair advice. Hey, pal, I hear what you're saying. Whatever. I don't really care at all. I'm just here to, I came here to warn you the way you're acting is going to result in you being sent home. Just flat out. That's the advice.
I think that's fair. Thomas, I think, mentioned some sort of a love
high. We got the torches already starting to line up in that other room. You should see that other room.
The guys are getting really riled up.
You should probably worry about it.
You brick, you should probably lay low for a while yes. because you're probably wanted for interrupting Aaron. Thomas, he mentioned something about a love that's sky high. It's an infinite thing, is what he said.
Yeah.
Michael's one-on-one date, nighttime. Katie believes Michael's intentions are pure, and I do too.
Same. Only a monster would think otherwise, Katie.
Katie quote, it was like we had been talking for a month, and we finally agreed to meet in person.
Was this the dad moment?
And Thomas goes, yeah, like pen pals.
He wrote that down, too.
Like, no, dude. Texting.
She's not talking about pen
phone
pals.
Calls.
She's not talking about writing
technology.
Letters up between each other for months. Nobody does that.
Like,
she's talking about
pen pals.
Online meetup, and you're talking for months across the messenger, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what type of service you're using to communicate.
I'm familiar with the concept, pen pals. Nobody's had a pen pal for 40 years.
The only pen pals are those in elementary schools writing to kids across the country and other pen pals.
Or the world.
Yes. Yeah. Or the world, yeah.
Having said that, I would love a fucking pen pal.
Yeah.
It's fun to write letters. It's fun to get letters. But this was I'm not going to let that slide. That's the oldest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Thomas tells the story of falling in love with his wife. He saw her on campus in college, 2003, perhaps. When he saw her, he knew. They got married in 2012. In 2016, they had a baby. 7 months after that, his wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. She fought for years. They tried everything, traveled the country looking for a cure. Sadly, she passed away in January 2019. Thankfully, surrounded by people who love her. Completely heart-wrenching story.
Heavy.
Been brutal for him, trying to fill that hole in his life. But he knows what it's like to love. And now he's ready to open his heart to Katie. The way I look at this is, Michael says, what a gift to be able to fall in love twice. Fucking Michael. Wow. Anything else on that moment?
This is probably a me problem, but I wrote here Michael for Bachelor. It's unfortunate that my mind instantly goes there. It's sad that that's where my head instantly went, but that's what I thought. This is a Bachelor story. It's the perfect.
Let's take a step back and look at it. Facts only. He'd be a great Bachelor.
Yes. Facts only.
Would be our first widow or widower since Emily Maynard. Many years ago.
It kind of seems like the male version of Emily Maynard, just an extremely likable person.
Absolutely.
That's why I said that.
Of course, Katie, overwhelmed with emotion after this story, offers Michael the rose, but not only Michael, AB, also his son.
Yeah, I like that. I liked Michael talking about it's his job to make her feel their relationship is unique in their own. Because it's got to be always a concern for someone dating someone in this situation. Like, he already had the love of his life, you know? And it's not like they broke up. They just tragically passed away. So I found that interesting that he noted that. I don't know that I've ever heard that before. Making her feel that their relationship is unique and you know, separate.
Michael is saying all the right things, I don't mean that in a way like he's...
No.
He's saying
he means the proper right things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Michael. Katie says, I know the weight of every rose I offer you. Just an outstanding date and completely unbelievable given the circumstances last week. Michael is like a hometown's contender now, completely out of nowhere.
Absolutely. Anyway,
after that, they go on the roof, look at the stars. Katie says, hey, man, people are on their phones too much. You forget about space.
Let's just look up at these
stars.
Talk
about the stars or space.
Stars are crazy, and Katie understands that.
Yeah, Katie gets that. Anything else on that?
She says, with Michael, if we walk away from this together, it would be a forever kind of love. And that's all I want leaving here. And she's choking up as she's saying this. I wrote here, just pick him. Just pick the guy. Don't fall for this other eye candy, all this other stuff going on out here.
Eye candy, it's Michael, all eye candy.
That's all nonsense. Just go with your gut. Your gut was, Michael's probably the right choice. She said it. You heard her.
A goosebumps date. And not the book series, folks. All right. At the house, David, crucial character David.
Keep an eye on David.
Claims Thomas told him he was 100% falling in love with Katie. Group meeting before the group date. Hunter speaks on behalf of the Fellas Guild.
The guild.
Listen, we all had a meeting. He says, Thomas's behavior feels fraudulent, like a campaign. Have you ever thought maybe I could be the Bachelor?
If I'm Thomas, I'm saying, hey, that's fucked up. You guys just kicked me out of the group without... I was in the group. I was in that guild previously.
He was.
I was part of it. And now you just kicked me out and I don't even...
I stood with you when we excommunicated Carl.
Thomas goes full politician here. Once he said, you know... the politician style of handling things, I can't get that out of my head. He goes, I appreciate the concern here. I really do appreciate the concern. He sounded
customer service line.
Yeah, he's a customer service supervisor dealing with an escalated customer. He says, I can't be disingenuous to you guys. When I came in, one of the thoughts I had was being the next Bachelor. My question is, the boys get heated for this, for one.
Mm-hmm.
My question, is this a problem?
No. But as Trey says, you don't admit this.
Because there's got to be other guys, right, thinking this.
It's in the back of several of their minds, I would think.
If you are coming on here and you think of yourself as one of the top dogs, you probably have it in the back of your head, like... worst case scenario, I'm on Paradise. Best case, mm-hmm. I'm the Bachelor.
Yep.
Or with Katie. Like, there's kind of tiers of what could happen from coming on the Bachelor, and everything should be on, you would assume all of them are thinking of, at least in the back of their heads, that some of this stuff would happen. Could I gain a lot of followers from this? You would think they'd be thinking about that. Could I transition this to...
more media opportunities.
Yeah, opportunities. Because am I going to move because of this? Most of the people move to like California after this. So is this going to result in me moving, you know, to be a social media influencer? Am I going to be able to be on Paradise? You know, this is on all of their head, not just a couple. I think it's almost every single person should at least at some point be thinking of where this could go next. Because only one of these people is going to end up with her. So. I doubt that most of them are thinking so, you know, with a one-track mind there.
Well said. I have a question for you. Do you think we should make that the mailbag question?
I have that as my mailbag question, if you'd like to just cut right to it.
I do, because that's kind of the end of the episode. Trey was kind of funny at the end. Unfortunately, Trey has been relegated to being funny at the end. And
okay. I got the question right here. Player.
Okay, let's hear it. Mailbag, 773-234-7794.
Should coming on The Bachelor with thoughts of becoming The Bachelor or Bachelorette disqualify you from finding love with the lead?
Primarily. I think we should throw primarily in there where it makes sense to make it seem like that is your number one that appear to be Thomas's number
one. Not even number one. What if it's equal? Equal footing. I want to come on here. I want to get with the lead, but I also want to be the bachelor.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of people that would, you know, it's kind of, those are the two best case scenarios that I guess probably most of them think.
I would like to know, as a viewer, does that make you not want that person to be the lead?
No, or to win.
Hey, you guys know what we mean. Yeah. You guys
just give us your thoughts on what's going on here, folks.
773-234-7794. Load up the mailbag because guess what, AB?
Load it up.
Last week's question got one response. One. Total dud. Two duds in a row, I'll say, from mailbag questions.
Wow.
Hey, it happens.
They aren't all winners, folks.
This last week's question was, who do you want to see in paradise? That'll really get
just
him going.
One?
Just one person responded to this question specifically.
Well, I think I got kind of chopped at the legs there, too, a little bit, because I think the whole list is out now, if you're into spoilers.
And I think you also read half the list, too.
Yeah, I gave a lot of names that people would like.
Andrea would love to see Becca Kufrin show up in paradise so her and Blake can reconnect. I would like to see Becca Kufrin.
I'd like
in
Becca
paradise.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. We talk about top dogs. It doesn't get more top A-list player than the Bachelor or Bachelorette. So the more of them that actually show up, it seems like a big deal whenever they show up to the beach.
Yeah.
Really does.
Yeah. I'm with you.
It's a huge deal when the Bachelor
or
Bachelorette show up.
If you're not interested in Becca, when she comes down, you're like, oh, shit. That's
the Bachelorette
Becca
is here.
Kufrin, dude. Do you understand that?
Do you understand? She was the Bachelorette. That's a nice. I'm not joking. That's how I feel.
Brooke in Seattle. Picture this. It's a beautiful Friday evening in Seattle.
What were we doing when everyone in the mailbag was saying, picture this?
I don't remember.
You remember that,
though?
Yeah. Every single one was like, picture this.
No, it was probably during Listen to Your Heart. It was describing musical guest.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
a good question.
Picture this.
That was a good picture this. Perhaps that's what Brooke is referencing here. It's a beautiful Friday evening in Seattle. You're fully vaccinated and can go to a baseball game again. You get Mariners tickets. You're chilling in your section, drinking a Rainier beer.
This sounds delightful.
You look up and bam, Katie Thurston is right there in front of you. Truly starstruck, and at a baseball game nonetheless. Context, she threw the first pitch. She launched that shit from the pitcher's mound to the catcher way out of the strike zone, but still impressive. So, didn't know that. Katie threw out the first pitch at a Mariners game.
Okay.
She could probably make the team. Brooke was there. Didn't know she was going to be there. Starstruck.
Awesome.
Pretty cool. Thanks, Brooke. Evan from Oklahoma City. I can't remember AB's question, but wanted to submit my personal power rating. That's how your question was.
They're just ignored the question.
Ignoring
and,
totally ignoring
you. You know, I don't really fuck with that question, but here's my thoughts on this.
Yeah, that's basically what the mailbag was.
I don't really fuck with this. Hey, sounds like the mailbag was loaded up with stuff not related to the question.
Evan from Oklahoma City. He wanted to submit his personal power rankings. Number 4, Cat Guy. Number 3, Thomas. Number 2, Greg. Number 1, Jose Alvarez, the groundskeeper of mini golf. What an electric performance. He has to be an early favorite for the finals. I agree. I was a little underwhelmed with the holes this season aren't holy moly. I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about this season of holy moly. The new holes
what,
are
they too
lacking.
Hard?
No, they're derivative of previous holes.
Ah.
There are two holes that are very similar. They added just like one hole you sprint past porta potties, and then they open like a narrow lane, and then they mass like luchadors open up. God, what a show. I love this show. They open up the doors as you're running by and you get blasted and you fall into water.
What are you doing? Is this a race? I don't understand.
No, you have to putt and then you go, you got to sprint by him. And then if you get blasted, if you get blasted, it's a penalty stroke and you're all wet and you have to keep putting.
Oh.
Anyway, so they took that hole where you fell into the water to improve that hole. Number one, they ruined the green. The green had a lot of strategy behind it. This new green doesn't. But then they turned the water brown. They made the water brown.
Well, that's just trying to be funny.
It's not funny. It's gross.
Oh, okay.
And I have a high tolerance for that. Bad. I'm worried. I'm concerned about the new season. Holy moly.
Wow.
But yeah, Jose Alvarez was the highlight of that episode. This is from Hallie in Italy. I have a recommendation for next week's mailbag question. What do you think about the here for the wrong reasons debate? I totally agree that it's ridiculous to expect every contestant gives up their entire lives for the opportunity to date the same person as 29 others. I think every contestant has at least some motive of fame, Instagram followers, etc. except for Michael. That's my words. But Bachelor Nation seems to be equally outraged when someone has multiple motives. I'd be interested to hear if Rosecast listeners think this is a problem as well. So that's basically your question with more detail.
Yes, I'm sorry. What was the name? Who is that?
Hallie in Italy.
Hallie in Italy. You say Italy?
People all over the world. What's that musical song? What is that song?
I know what you're talking about. I was trying to think of a song. I was thinking
all over the world.
Mr. Worldwide is what I was thinking. Pitbull. But
I also could have gone area codes, but they don't have area codes.
Area codes. That's what I. Yeah. We're on the same page.
773-234. Thank you, Hallie. 773-234-7794. Send it in. Okay, AB's Bachelor Headline of the Week. Let's hear it.
There's only one. It's an article you need to read. Everyone in
Agreed.
Bachelor Nation needs to read this article. Richard Lindsay has no roses left to burn. It's on Vulture. Must read.
Two things. Well, one thing. I don't know. Rachel didn't like the headline. The headline and the subhead, I think she disagreed with. She wrote, you know,
she wrote
the writers
of the articles
don't have control over the headlines.
Yeah.
So you can read her post about why she didn't like the headline. But that is the article you're referencing. And the article itself is a must read, of course.
Yeah.
Anything in particular you'd like to discuss about it?
No, I don't think so. I just think everyone should read it, honestly. I don't want to, I don't, I've tried to, you know, stay out of this. I don't want to bring this into this season. She's been treated like shit and has been for years since she's been the Bachelorette, and this sheds a light on it.
Nothing I think will surprise a viewer of the show, but it does bum you out. One thing I do want to bring up that I think Rachel is really good at seeing the show.
Yeah.
Taking her, like seeing it from a fan perspective. It's interesting when she points out that her storyline with Peter, how that was presented compared to her storyline with Brian and how that was presented. She kind of understands why people didn't like it. It came off on the show like she settled for Brian. And I remember, like, we all thought that.
Yeah.
Brian was not liked at the time. Yeah. We liked Peter more. I think most people liked Peter more.
We roasted Brian at every opportunity.
I think we still would have roasted Brian. But they did not present him as a serious character either on the show.
Yeah.
So I think that she's very good at taking her, seeing it from the other perspective of the viewer and understanding why it's an issue the way it was presented. I found that interesting, among many other things in the article, of course. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... There's a large portion of Bachelor Nation that has hated Rachel for literally no reason. And hopefully this sheds some light into some of the stuff she's done and some of the, I don't know.
Yep. Just read it.
Yeah.
You got to put it in an incognito window.
Just read the article.
All right. Batch Bracket. We do have a group on Batch Bracket. It's finally locked. Currently about 30 people are tied for first place with 36 points. Only one rose ceremony has been scored so far, so not much to report on that end. I think there are 623 active brackets. I see a lot of people didn't fill their brackets out. They're with zero right now. I understand the site was having some issues over the last couple weeks. So apologize if you weren't able to get into this one. Hopefully it's smooth sailing next time around. How many did I say? 622?
Yeah, something like that.
We'll do the top 94 and ties will be eligible for prizes at the end. Stickers with one person getting a t-shirt of their choosing. So thanks everyone for playing the Batch Bracket.
Thank you.
Power rankings. Here's mine. Number 5, Andrew S. He's down. Number 4, Thomas. Number 3, Michael. Obviously way up. Then 2, Connor B, 1, Greg. No one overtook Greg this week. Let's hear yours.
4, I'm not having anybody again. 3, Michael entering the picture.
Whoa.
2. Cat guy.
Shouldn't you put Michael at 4 and have nobody at 3 to illustrate the gap
I don't think that
you mentioned?
I don't think that gap was before the date.
Okay.
after the date, I don't see that gap anymore. I see a three. I see three and then a gap, and that's why I have a gap. Okay? That's why I have the gap.
That makes sense.
Michael's three. Two. Cat guy. One is Greg. People are thinking, hey, Greg, bad episode. No, that moment where he showed up in Comforter, the fact that they gave him that opportunity means something.
That was a Dale comforting moment. That was a Dale comforting moment,
yeah. Well said.
Hey, man, you're probably going to win, so why don't you go on in there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Merch. There is a merch sale starting this week. June 23rd, Wednesday, probably the day you're listening, through June 27th. Everything is 35% off. You know the drill. Don't buy merch on any other days.
Now's the time.
Now's the time. If you've been biding your time, waiting in silence, real G's move in silence like lasagna. Perhaps you've burrowed underground like the aliens in War of the Worlds, the Tom Cruise version, where they went wet in there and waited for thousands of years for just the right time to strike and suck up all the blood from the humans on Earth. The merch is the humans. Now's the time to strike. All right, anything else, AB?
I want 2,000 Facebook members in 2021, period.
How's that going?
Don't be a jerk about it. That's all. Hey, all right. If you're not in there, why not?
Well, you know, some people aren't. That's big all. On, you know, a lot of reasons.
That's all.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.